Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls. We give you an abbreviated version of Butch on Sports tonight because, other than certain things, not too much going on. But we'll do what we got to do to get you informed and get you up to date on some subjects that I know you'll be very pleased or not pleased of. Speaking of not pleased, let's talk about the Detroit Tigers. It is the All-Star break, boys and girls. I know you kids out there, I know you're happy. You get a good week, or maybe a half a week, of the Detroit Tigers not playing any baseball. They didn't play none today. We'll get to that in a moment. Excuse me. After failing to a 24-40 record on June 17th, the Detroit Tigers made a push over the next 3 weeks to go 12-7 in the first 19 games of Raleigh Green's era, which began when he was called up on June the 18th. However, the Detroit Tigers were not able to build on that particular streak, and it includes a six-game winning streak, the longest of the year, and a loss of 8 of 9 games before the All-Star break. Yes, indeed, boys and girls, that's true information. The game today between the Cleveland Guardians and the Detroit Tigers was postponed due to forecasted inclement weather. That has been moved to August the 15th as part of a doubleheader. Detroit Tigers are, at this moment, 37-55. Cleveland Indians are 46-44. Now you know where I'm going with this situation here. Yes, Saturday night, the Tigers lose to the Indians, got hammered, slapped in the face, and anything else you want to think of. As Michael Pineda, coming back from injuries and whatnot, didn't do the Tigers a doggone bit of good. Excuse me. Jose Ramirez hangered and hammered the Detroit Tigers in this 10-0 rout of the Guardians. The Detroit Tigers today announced, after the postponement, they did announce today that they reported that Sunday that rookie first baseman Spencer Torkelson has been optioned to Toledo AAA. The motion continues a trend of disappointment for Torkelson in 2022. He cracked on opening day's roster for the Detroit Tigers, but months after struggling in 83 games, the Detroit Tigers this season, Torkelson has batted 197. 5 home runs. He struck out 25.5% of the time he's been at the plate this year, which is the worst that the league's average figures of 22.3%. Now, let me be fair and let me be decent about this whole situation with Torkelson there. I think Spencer Torkelson has proved himself to be a very admirable first baseman. Plain and simple. All you got to do is look at Javier Baez and some of the nincompoop throws that young man throws, who's supposed to be experienced, that the Detroit Tigers pay $140 million of 4 years of bullcrap. Or should I say boulderdash? Because that's what I saw from Mr. Baez this year. Torkelson has saved that man's hide a numerous amount of time, including other infielders there, but mostly Baez. There's nothing really wrong with Torkelson. It's enthusiasm there. What my thought is very simple. He needs some seasoning. He needs to get out of the environment he's in. He needs to stop being pressured or stop pressuring himself and get back to some normal habits that made him the hitter that he is. And I don't think it'll take him long. It's all about the Detroit Tigers making a decent decision from the top to the bottom is when this young man is ready to go forward. And I don't mean keep her in Toledo the rest of the year or half the season. I think that would be damage and then some to a first-round draft pick that when he gets his doggone mojo together will be glad enough after those years of he serving his contract will get out of town by sundown like all the other Detroit Tigers who've done very, very well indeed. Robbie Ray, let's mention him. Okay? We ain't going to Verlander. And several other players have left the Tigers who do very well. Scherzer. The list goes on and on. But I can talk all day long about the faults of the Detroit Tigers, which I will do. Because they deserve every bit, living minute of it. Because I like to see the second half that the administration get more involved with this team. And when I start the administration, I'm talking about the coaching staff. I don't think they have done a very good job of getting these players ready, prepared. And I think at the top, it'd be nice about it. And I'm going to talk about this right here and there. Detroit Tigers training staff, I don't know what's going on. But let me use this as an example. Detroit Tigers two right-handed pitchers, Alex Faldo. And also Kyle Funkhauser. They have been sent out for medical specialists for their injuries. Faldo has discomfort in his right hip. Funkhauser has missed the entire season with reoccurring pain in his shoulder. Tigers' first half include injuries of 4/5 of the opening day rotation. I'm talking about first-round pick Casey Mize, Tommy John surgery, Matt Manning, shoulder soreness and bicep tenderness, combined for 4 starts in a total of 18 innings. Not much. Michael Pineda, broken finger. Tyler Alexander, elbow sprain, went on the injured list, which have returned, but not good stuff coming from them. And let's not leave out Elredo Rodriguez, who was placed on the 15-day IL with a left rib cage sprain in May. And when he was slated to come back in June, all signs pointed to him returning in the rotation. And after being dominant in starting in Toledo, but he did not report back to the Tigers. Instead, he was placed on the restricted list, reporting marital issues. And the club has not heard from him. But he's getting his pay of the $77 million he signed up for. Think about it, boys and girls. It's a lot of bad moves. And I did mention Javier Baez, but for the life of me, any major league manager who has the brains to know that we're watching what this man is putting out, and it's not too much that he has put out to allow this man to continue to do what he's doing. And yes, if you got to put Harold Castro at shortstop, a man who did throw the ball into the glove of Spencer Torkelson, instead of he got to bend over and scoop it up and jump up and down. This young man should have a golden glove for the way he's been treated by the Tigers infield. And then some. I could talk more, but I'm not going to. I'm going to be very positive that hopefully the Tigers get the rest, relaxation, and an ass-kicking that they thoroughly need it, every last one of them, where they can come out the boat on Thursday, this upcoming week, and give the fans what they need to see, a good-looking team. Jace Juggs was the number one draft pick of the Detroit Tigers. As you know, Tigers picked 12 in the MLB draft. He was ranked 9th in the nation. He's from Texas Tech University. USA bred and born. He's a second baseman. He bats left. He throws right. He's a four-year junior at Texas Tech. He's 6 feet, 205 pounds, and looking to cash in on $4.59 million for signing 12th in the major league, if he signs the contract with the Detroit Tigers. Now, how the Detroit Tigers treat him, I have no idea, but I hope they treat him better than a lot of the draft picks that should have been in the major league a lot earlier than a lot later. Think about it, if you have nothing else to do. The British Open, Cam Smith outdo Roy to a no-not one. And I mean, I watched this thing for 4 days. And Roy McIlroy, oh boy, he was doing good. But Cam Smith today got the vapors. And 6 out of 7 holes in that back nine, he birdied. And that took everybody out of town by sundown. It was a very pleasurable event to watch, the British Open. And bad luck for Roy. Again, he's in third place. The Detroit Pistons defeated the Orlando Magic 102-86. Thanks to a strong performance by several of their summer league signings. Jules Bernard scored a team-high 22 points. He tallied 9 rebounds, 3 assists. And Charlie Moore added 21 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals. 16 points of this was in the fourth quarter. Again, the Pistons win. Their summer league is over. They're 3-2. In the goody two-shoe. That, I am very interested how they're going to deal with all these players that they got, because they seem to have a lot of talent out there that should put a lot of doggone pressure on some veterans. But we'll see how far that goes. Detroit Pistons won an NBA Team Partnership of the Year Award during this week's NBA Partnership Award. Was given to honor the annual by the NBA at the team's president's meeting in Las Vegas. These awards were recognized for teams settling in new standards of excellent, excuse me, in fan engagement, create partnership, innovative programming, and the goal to enhance the fan experience throughout the season, and continued growth of the game around the globe. Pistons won the NBA Team Partnership of the Year Award for the multifaceted program. With Shopify there, that will be a plus indeed for the Detroit Pistons winning this particular award from the NBA Partnership of the Year, recognizing the best partnership marketing campaign and platform with special attention given to new ideas and achievement and partner objective with measurable results, whatever that means. Okay? Alrighty. We'll keep going here. The University of Detroit, Michigan, University of Detroit Mercy, the largest and most comprehensive Catholic university and the only one in NCAA Division I school located in Detroit, Michigan. They have announced the establishment of a new athletic partnership with Nike and BSN Sports, the nation's largest direct marketing and distribution of sporting goods to the school and the league marketing division of varsity brands. This partnership of BSN Sports will serve as official apparel and equipment provider for the Titans athletic programs by outfitting the university athletes, coaches, community members, and premier Nike products is indeed there. The partnership will extend over the next 5 years and we debut with the Titans athletic program, which features 17 varsity sports teams in the Horizon League. That means in the Horizon League, they have basketball, golf, soccer, softball, cross-country, track and field. In the Mid-America Conference, where the Titans have representation in women's lacrosse. In the Atlantic Sun Conference, men's lacrosse, as well as nationally independent fencing program. The University of Michigan will also benefit from assets of BSN Sports, line of custom campus and branding components, expansion support, and customizing outline fan wear shops for the Titans supporters there. And in basic language, the Titans are in bed with Nike. Okay. And BSN Sports to give you sports stuff and clothing that you haven't got before. Or maybe you have. With that saying, I'm done with this sportscast here. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Production. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook, or go to the homepage at Butch on Sports at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimplyButchToo.podomatic.com. Also, we're on the Game Sports Show at Podbean.com, where you get a comprehensive shows all through the Game Sports Show, including, yes, Butch on Sports. And remember, boys and girls, tomorrow night is Monday night. It's the Game Sports Show with Scott Nason, Dave McKay, and myself, Butch Davis, at a pleasurable time of 6 to 8 o'clock on News Talk 1400 in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan there. The national show, which gets a lot of credit. We're saying a lot of good things and things that are necessary in the sports world. Hey, I am out of time here. A beginning of your good week here. Have a good one. Enjoy the All-Star game if you decide to look at it here. Me, myself, I'll be switching away from Raw and then the Home Run Derby. I don't know. And maybe some more if I can find something else. Maybe I'll check out Young Shelton before all this come about here. But hey, have a very good beginning of the week. Hey, talk to you later.